Senate Rules Committee. It is Wednesday, May 24th. Why don't we establish a quorum? We have two members who are missing right now. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Atkins.
Here.
Atkins here. Berryhill.
Here.
Berryhill here. Leyva. Canella. De Leon.
Here.
De Leon here.
Fantastic. We've established a quorum. Colleagues, before us, we have on our agenda file items number 2 through 6. Two, obviously, we have subsets B, C, D, E, and F, including number 2, and that is to number 6. Can I get a motion? We have a motion made by Ms. Atkins. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Atkins.
Aye.
Atkins, aye. Berryhill.
Aye.
Berryhill, aye. Leyva. Canella. De Leon.
Aye.
De Leon, aye.
Motion passes on a 3-0 vote. We'll keep the roll open for those who may want to add on, may do so. Let's go to file item number 1. That is Ms. Alexis Podesta, file item number 1. Ms. Podesta, please come up. Welcome. Why don't we do this? If there's anyone that you want to introduce, please do so. And what we'll do is go into a very short statement, and then we'll go to any questions or commentaries that the members may have.
Okay, thank you.
Fantastic.
Is this on? Do I need to do anything with
it? It is on.
It's on,
yes.
Okay, great.
And you may want to bring it a little closer to you.
Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem and members of the committee. I would like to introduce my husband, Josh Podesta, and my mom, Gloria Wilson. And I'd also like to acknowledge my son, his name is Wilson, and my daughter, whose name is Violet, and they're 2.5 and 1, and it's nap time, so I decided to spare you all the cranky toddlers and just acknowledge them instead. And with that, is it okay to go into my opening statement? Okay, great. Well, again, thank you, Mr. Pro Tem and members of the committee, for your time today. I'm very honored that the governor has appointed me to lead the Business Consumer Services and Housing Agency. We oversee 9 departments with roughly 5,000 employees that protect consumers, work for affordable housing, protect the civil rights of Californians, regulate horse racing, and look to find ways to reduce earthquake risk. In short, we impact the lives of every Californian at some point. I'm reminded of this almost every day, when I go into a restaurant and see a liquor license posted behind the bar, or when I take my son in to get his hair cut and see a license posted at the barber station, or more sadly, when I see homeless people downtown who lack affordable housing. This variety is what makes this job so interesting. By nature, I'm a problem solver, and in this role, there's no shortages of challenges, from day to day, week to week, and month to month. It's also rewarding because I have the opportunity to partner with the legislature, to interact with a variety of stakeholders representing different interests, and to hear from members of the public. Listening and learning on a daily basis makes me a better leader. Finally, I'm grateful that our agency has a great team that shares my enthusiasm and commitment. I'm incredibly humbled by the opportunity to continue doing the important work of our agency should the Senate choose to confirm my appointment. Thank you for this opportunity. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ms. Podesta. Why don't we go to questions and answers from the members? Why don't we start this time towards my left? Why don't we start with Mr. Berryhill?
Well, thank you and welcome.
Thank you.
We had a great talk the other day. I'm an old friend of her father, so we got to catch up on old times, and it was all good. But I do want to go over a couple of things that we talked about yesterday just to get them on the record.
Sure.
We spoke yesterday about the local fees and state regulations that can add $50,000 to $85,000 to the cost of a new home in California. We brought this up a couple weeks ago for another person. We touched briefly on the governor's 5 housing principles that are very broad and lacking specifics on how to reduce these costs, which I'm very interested in. We are in a serious housing crisis where in some parts of the state, housing prices are 230% of the national average. That's a whole bunch. Again, when do you anticipate the governor releasing a more detailed proposal to address the housing crisis and boost home production in California?
Sure. So, as you already mentioned, the governor did outline his policy goals in the budget proposal that he released in January. Since then, we have begun partnering with the legislature to work toward finding solutions with impacting reforms.
Okay. We also talked yesterday about the problems with the Breeze computer systems. Were you able to find out more of a definitive answer or when we can expect a final decision on if Release 3 boards will even use the Breeze system?
So I was not able to get an exact date for you, but we are looking into that. And I can tell you that the Department of Consumer Affairs is working expeditiously with these boards and bureaus to determine their business needs, so we'll understand what the IT solution is moving forward.
Okay, and the last question, it's a what-if question. What is the plan to repay the special funds of those Release 3 boards that have been paying for the development of the Breeze system should DCA determine they will not be using Breeze? These guys, as we mentioned the other day when we met, have been paying into this system for quite some time. If they're not gonna use them, are we gonna reimburse them anything?
Sure, well, thank you.
Or should we, your opinion on whether or not we should?
Right, so at this point, I'm not prepared to make a determination without understanding their business needs and what IT solution they will use in the future.
Okay, all right, okay, thank you. Enough for the questions.
Thank you.
That's it, Mr. Berryhill? That's it, okay. All right, why don't we go to Ms. Atkins?
Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem, and thank you for taking the time to meet with me today. Given that you have been acting secretary and secretary for a couple of years now, I guess in that time, what issues have dominated your attention? And maybe you can give me a little perspective on your priorities and goals for the agency, and have they shifted over the last 2 years?
Sure. So thank you, first of all, for this opportunity to answer this question. We have a broad scope of issues that we deal with at this agency. Some that bubble up to the surface more than others tend to relate to housing issues. We've also been working on establishing regulations for the cannabis industry. So I would say, at least in recent history, those two have become pretty consuming in terms of attention and focus. You know, it's my goals for this agency is that, you know, I hope that we continue to improve our consumer service protections, which applies to the broad umbrella of this agency. I hope that we're able to increase our government efficiencies and how we work with our departments and our other partners in government, and then I also hope that our workforce feels valued. It's really important to me.
And how do you talked a little bit about this morning, interact with the individual departments, boards, and commissions within the overall agency? A little bit of information about that.
Yeah, so lots of communication with my directors, with my staff, sometimes with board members directly, depending on what the issue may be. And, you know, I try to be collaborative in my approach, so I welcome hearing if the issue impacts you, I would like to hear about it from you as I make my way through a decision-making process.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you very much. Ms. Atkins, Mr. Vice Chair.
Yeah, we just talked a couple minutes ago, so I know her dad very well. I know her father-in-law as well, so she comes from a good family for sure. Just to follow up on Senator Berryhill, again, with these departments or these that are having to pay for the system and aren't getting a benefit from it, and I understand this is you've got a lot of stuff that's on your plate right now, but you committed to me that once you kind of get through that and you understand and the system's up and running and you understand what their needs are, you would look at it, and it's not your intent to make them pay for something they're not benefiting from. And in fact, if they have to get another system up, you would look at that. You agree that that doesn't seem fair, right? You didn't commit to do anything, but that you would look at it.
Yeah, I agree that we need to look into it. Okay. Absolutely.
Good. And then can we just, again, just for the record, talk about some of the status of the regulations for cannabis? As I mentioned to you, obviously the voters have spoken, and it's you know, it's legal now. It's going to be legal with the regulations. There are some concerns with federal government has contrary, you know, laws on that. But where are we at on the regulations, and how are you specifically working with local government to deal with some of their concerns, and also just to, as far as the packaging, and so it doesn't, it's not attractive to kids. What kind of things are you doing on that?
Sure, thank you. This is, the packaging is an incredibly important piece of regulating this product in California. The initiative writers of Prop 64 have indicated that that was a priority for them in terms of keeping this product out of the hands of children. And in our regulation package that's been released, we have a few more coming. It's a little bit difficult to explain, but we have pulled from the federal regulations that apply to pharmaceutical products so that this product is as childproof as anything can be.
All right, how about local government? How are you working with
that? Right. So we've had many conversations with local governments directly, mayors, county supervisors, and also have had lots of conversations with the League of California Cities to hear their concerns, and we're working through them through different avenues. There's legislation, and there's also regulations which offer time for public comment.
Okay.
And we're open to working with them on those issues.
Okay, great. No more questions.
Okay, thank you much, Mr. Vice Chair. Ms. Leyva.
Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. Good afternoon, Ms. Podesta. I very much enjoyed meeting with you yesterday. I appreciate your excitement for the job. And as I told you yesterday, you have a lot of responsibility with all the nine departments that fall under your purview. How do you see your role and the agency's role interacting with the legislature? How can we work together to make sure you're successful and the agency is successful?
Yeah, thank you. That's a really important question. You know, we can't do anything alone. We need the legislature to accomplish virtually anything we set out to do. And so I think we've got to form those strong relationships and have clear lines of communication, be ready to have the tough conversations when they need to be had, and tackle the issues that we're all, you know, dealing with.
Do you... is there anything specific you can think of that we could do to help you in your job, or will it kind of just be as needed?
I think on an as-needed basis. I think this has been a great opportunity to get to know some of you, and I hope that we can continue conversations about some of the issues you've raised, and we can, you know, begin to work on them together.
Very good. Where do you want to see the agency be in 5 years?
Yeah.
What's your big picture goal?
Yeah, that is a really good question. You know, I think going back to my response to Senator Atkins, it's, you know, this agency is really charged at a fundamental level of protecting consumers. And I hope that we're able to improve our consumer protections, whether it's in a brand new industry like cannabis or... perhaps, you know, in some other industry where we're not aware that consumers aren't being totally protected yet. I think we need to be open to being flexible and change and really sort of moving with the environment that we're living in. I also hope that, you know, in 5 years, the workforce that we have feels really valued. That is incredibly important to me. We're making steps in that direction, and I really hope that at the end of this, the next 5 years, the folks that are there feel the passion that I hope they feel to carry on the missions within their departments.
Very good. Thank you very much. No further questions, Mr. Pro Tem.
Thank you very much, Senator Leyva. For those individuals who are in support of today's nominee, please come up to the microphone. Those who are in support of today's nominee. I'm going to ask folks to identify themselves and be very, very brief.
Audrey Durfer on behalf of the California Building Industry Association in support of a confirmation.
Thank you very much.
My name is James Sweeney on behalf of the Black American Political Association of California, BAPAC. We certainly support the secretary-to-be. We believe her concept of diversity and inclusion and competency meshes with the mission. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next witness in support.
Tim Lynch on behalf of Platinum Advisors, and a number of our clients have had the good opportunity to work with the secretary across her diverse portfolio, and we certainly support her nomination.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lynch. Next witness in support.
Kevin Schmidt on behalf of California Strategies. We have a number of clients that have worked with the secretary, and she's always been extremely helpful and open to new ideas.
Thank you very much. Next witness in support.
Good afternoon. Pete Downs, acting president, Family Winemakers. And we strongly support Ms. Podesta here.
Thank you much. Next witness in support.
Mr. Pro Tem, members of the committee, Mark Aprea with Aprea and McKaylee, on behalf of many of our clients who've had the pleasure of working with the secretary, we would urge your support of her confirmation. She has always been open, helpful in setting a good direction and solving problems and getting the job done. She really has a hands-on attitude, and we appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next witness in support.
Mr. Chair, members, Chris Walker on behalf of the California Craft Brewers Association in support of the confirmation. Thank you very much.
Next witness in support.
Megan Loper on behalf of the California Beer and Beverage Distributors. Victoria Horton sends her regrets that she's traveling and couldn't be here because otherwise our president would be here to support the nomination. We've enjoyed working with Ms. Podesta and look forward to continuing to do so, find her approach to be open and thoughtful, and would support her confirmation.
Thank you. Thank you. Next witness in support.
Khursheed Khoja, General Counsel of the California Cannabis Industry Association. We're here to speak in support of Secretary Podesta's confirmation. We feel that she has a good grasp of how to balance industry needs with public safety and consumer protection coming up with the cannabis regulations, so we strongly support her confirmation.
Thank you. Next witness in support.
Niccolo DeLuca here on behalf of Oakland Mayor Libby Schaff, in strong support. Ms. Podesta, it's been great to work with from a local government point of view. Very, very happy. We've worked with her well when she worked for the governor and now in this capacity, strong support.
Thank you very much. Next witness in support.
Good afternoon. Sam Rodriguez on behalf of United Food and Commercial Workers. We've had the pleasure to work with Alexis Podesta for the last 4 years in very different capacities. She's in the utmost professional public servant, but more importantly, she understands how to address complex problems and bring value added to consensus building. And that is a very special trait in state government.
Thank you very much. Next witness in support.
Good afternoon, Mr. Pro Tem, committee members. My name is Jeff McKay. I'm an agent with Alcoholic Beverage Control. I'm here as Vice President of CAPCA, California Alcohol Beverage Control Agents, to hear support, Mr. Podesta.
Thank you. Next witness in support.
Good afternoon. Alan Barcelona, California Statewide Law Enforcement Association. We're here in support also.
Thank you, Mr. Barcelona. Presumably last witness in support.
Dominic Damari here on behalf of Damari Brown Hicks and Kessler. We have several clients that work with the secretary and the agency, and for all the reasons stated before, we are in support of her appointment.
Thank you very much. Any other witnesses in support? Seeing none, those in opposition. Also seeing no opposition, can we entertain a motion? We have a motion made by Mr. Vice Chair. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Atkins.
Aye.
Atkins, aye. Berryhill.
Aye.
Berryhill, aye. Leyva.
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Cannella.
Aye.
Cannella, aye. De Leon.
Aye.
De Leon, aye.
Ms. Podesta, you pass on a 5-0 vote. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, colleagues, we still have a roll open on file items number 2 through 6. File items number 2 through 6. Why don't we call a motion? Not a motion, but lift the call, please.
Senators Leyva.
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Cannella.
Aye.
Cannella, aye.
Fantastic. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, you can leave now.